From the Kuzhevitsky Music Shed at Tanglewood, I'm Ron Delachiesa. Welcome to a WCRB broadcast of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Robert Schumann's music fearlessly explores every aspect of the human experience. From our darkest urges to our most hopeful aspirations, the spirited lyricism of the composer's cello concerto reflects a rare exuberance expressed in this concert by the incomparable Yo-Yo Ma. But with Schumann, imposing shadows are never far away. And with conductor David Zinman, the Symphony No. 2 charts a course that emerges from those shadows into a transcendent celebration of life. Yo-Yo Ma returns to the Berkshires with a cello concerto by Robert Schumann, and David Zinman conducts symphonies by Schumann and Mozart. Coming up on this Boston Symphony Orchestra broadcast from WCRB, a part of WGBH, Boston. Over the last couple of decades, the true power of music has become more and more clear through scientific research. What people have instinctively known for centuries, that music has a unique ability to integrate our emotional and rational experiences of life, is now backed up by what scientists have learned about the functions of the brain. And here at Tanglewood, the evidence of that integration comes to life on the stage each week. The elegant proportions of a Mozart concerto or a Haydn symphony brings us one kind of experience, while the massive symphonies by Mahler and opera by Wagner take us in another direction. Yet every work on every program is still a balancing act between emotion and logic. And when it comes to Robert Schumann, that balance reveals mysteries of the human mind and spirit that simply can't be heard through any other composer. By confronting his constant mental health challenges through musical expression, Schumann illuminates hidden emotional landscapes that are common to all of us, which you'll hear soon in two of the composer's masterpieces. I'm Ron Delachiesa, joining you from the WCRB broadcast booth at Tanglewood on a beautiful afternoon on the Stockbridge-Lenox line in the Berkshires of Western Massachusetts. This broadcast from Tanglewood is supported in part by the Gregory E. Bulger Foundation, dedicated to supporting the performing arts in Greater Boston. This BSO concert with conductor David Zinman begins with Mozart's Symphony No. 25. Then Yo-Yo Ma is the soloist in the cello concerto by Schumann. And after an intermission, the same composer's Symphony No. 2 concludes our program. A trip to Tanglewood is bound to restore your sense of optimism about the inspirational qualities of music, but at other times, it can be difficult to maintain that optimism. And perhaps the best antidote is the relentlessly positive approach to his art of cellist Yo-Yo Ma. He says that while classical music as an art form sometimes faces an uphill battle for relevance and financial stability, the solution to those issues lies within each of us.
There's nothing wrong with the music that is being played and created. There is a perception, which is now, I think, mainstream, that, oh, what you do is really elitist stuff, with a negative twist to it. And I would prefer to use a different narrative. I would prefer to think of all of this music that we hear, that we think is really fantastic, is the result of unbelievably successful invention. Now, there's nothing that's more urgent in our nation today, thinking about what we need in our workforce to have a thriving society. We need collaboration. We need flexible thinking. We need imagination. And we need innovation. Now, if we practice these values, there will not be the question of, well, what is your purpose? Because we are then serving society. I think part of the collaboration is not just amongst institutions, which is hard enough, but if we actually say that part of our mission is to tackle the most difficult social issues of our time, then we become part of a much larger group of people that actually can make a difference. And I think that means volunteerism, citizen musician, all the things that, you know, many, many people are talking about, but we actually need to put all of these things together so that we have a larger number of people working towards a common cause.
That's the soloist we'll hear later in this concert in Schumann's Cello Concerto, the ever-inspirational Yo-Yo Ma. For many who hear the first piece in this program, Mozart's Symphony No. 25, the beginning will inevitably bring to mind the opening sequence from the movie Amadeus. And while it was a brilliant stroke to use that music as the soundtrack to the rush to get Antonio Salieri to the hospital, there's much more to this symphony than the knife-edge drive, which you'll hear at the very beginning. In fact, it really owes its sound to the symphonies of Haydn, the mentor who recognized Mozart's genius early on. Mozart, younger by almost 2.5 decades, was still forming a distinctive symphonic voice when he wrote the Symphony No. 25. And he looked to the style Haydn had established as his guide, even while injecting his own sensibilities. After that familiar electrifying opening movement, the second movement plays with softness, muted strings, and a flow that seems to owe more to instinct than to a standard metronomic pulse. The third movement, though, brings back the regularity of pulse for a minuet tinged with the dark, minor total colors of the first movement. And the finale picks up those same dark colors, adding to it the kinetic syncopations that made the piece such an effective opener for a movie in the first place. Our conductor, David Zinman, New York-born, career has been distinguished by a wide-ranging repertoire, a commitment to contemporary music and historically informed performance practice. He has held positions as music director of the Rotterdam Philharmonic, Rochester Philharmonic, and the Baltimore Symphony Orchestras, as principal conductor of the Netherlands Chamber Orchestra, and also as a music director of the Aspen Music Festival and School and American Academy of Conducting. He's conductor laureate of Tonhall Orchestra in Zurich, having completed his 19-year tenure as music director in the summer of 2014, and for the past two seasons has been the music director of the Orchestre Français. He's a regular guest with the world's leading orchestras, and this season included appearances with the Deutsche Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, the Orchestre National de Lyon, the Bagbird Symphony, the NHK Symphony, and also the Czech Philharmonic Orchestras. He's had long-standing collaborations with soloists as Mitsuto Yoshida, Alfred Brendel, Gil Shaham, Julia Fischer, Renee Fleming, Emmanuel Ax, and Andras Schiff. He has extensive discography of more than 100 recordings, has earned him numerous international honors, particularly for his interpretation of Beethoven's symphonies with the Tonhall Orchestra, including Grammy Awards, 2 Grand Prix du Disque, 2 Edison Prizes, and also a Gramophone Award as well. Recently, there was a release of 50 CDs in a box set called David Zinman, Great Symphonies, The Zurich Years, which commemorates his recording legacy with the Tonhall Orchestra. Our guest conductor made his BSO debut in January of 1968 here at Tanglewood and his subscription series debut in January 1980, returning for numerous appearances with the orchestra at both venues, as well as appearances in 1998 at Carnegie Hall, and also a 1994 Tanglewood appearance with the Minnesota Orchestra. His most recent subscription concerts with the BSO were in January 2012, and his most recent Tanglewood appearance in August 2014. Here he is, David Zinman. He'll begin this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert at Tanglewood. We'll hear Mozart's Symphony No. 25 from WCRB. We've just heard the Symphony No. 25 by Mozart, performed in concert here at Tanglewood by the Boston Symphony Orchestra and conductor David Zinman. Looking back at the performance history of this symphony, the first Tanglewood performance took place July 13th, 1963, when Eric Langsdorff conducted it, and we heard it most recently before this performance, July 15th, 2006, Pinchas Zukerman conducted that performance. David Zinman coming back on stage. Ishiwa Kao, oboe, standing now, being singled out by our conductor, along with all of the winds and the horns standing, all the members of the Boston Symphony Orchestra now. All dressed in white this afternoon. As we said, it's a picture-perfect afternoon for great music from Tanglewood. I'm Ron Della Chiesa from WCRB in Boston, bringing you a Boston Symphony Orchestra concert from the Koussevitzky Music Shed at Tanglewood. After a few changes to the stage here at the Shed, this concert will continue with the Cello Concerto by Robert Schumann with our soloist, Yo-Yo Ma. Now you can hear concerts from Tanglewood each week at this time on the radio, and our complete broadcast schedule is available at classicalwcrb.org/Tanglewood. That's where you'll also find a link to the Tanglewood box office to help plan your own trip to this beautiful place in the Berkshires, where there's something going on all week long. Again, that's classicalwcrb.org/Tanglewood. Robert Schumann wrote his Cello Concerto in 1850 during a time of exuberant contentedness that became increasingly rare as he grew older. Filled with verve and spirit as a young man, he married his wife Clara, also a brilliant musician, by the way, after a tortured courtship. And while their marriage was essentially a happy one, Robert Schumann struggled more and more over the years to fend off the weight and burden of depression, at a time when that condition was far less understood than it is today. The course of his career would cause swings from the absolute ecstasy of creation to a despairing void of emptiness. The piece we'll hear in the second half of this program will more deeply chart the course of those swings in musical form, but what we'll hear next is the cello concerto, a reflection of Schumann at his happiest and most energetic. It was written in only 15 days. The composer and his family had moved to the city of Dusseldorf for a new opportunity, and the sense of a fresh start clearly sparked new ideas within Schumann. As Michael Steinberg notes for this concert point out, in this concerto we glimpse the experimental side of Schumann's temperament. He's interested here in finding new ways to connect the parts of a multi-movement composition. Each movement is linked to the next, and the middle one, though it sets out in gloriously expansive song, has something of the character of a bridge or an intermezzo. The fact that this happy period of time in Schumann's life was a short one doesn't diminish in any way the singular genius of his cello concerto. Like other works he wrote in the same burst of creative energy, including the Rhenish Symphony, his fairy tale pictures for viola and piano, and some vocal works, the concerto is both an exhilarating musical experience on its own terms and a symbol of hope that shows what can happen when our inner dark clouds lift to let in the sun. And to play the solo part in this piece, the BSO welcomes back one of its closest friends, Yo-Yo Ma. He's been a part of the Tanglewood musical landscape since his debut with Dvorak's Cello Concerto in 1983, only a few months after he played the same piece for his BSO debut at Symphony Hall. Since then, he and the BSO have grown together as regular collaborators. And in 2015, he was named one of the first Kusevitzky artists at Tanglewood, sharing the title with his good friend pianist, Emmanuel Axe. Yo-Yo Ma's multifaceted career is testament to his continual search for new ways to communicate with audiences and to his personal desire for artistic growth and renewal, whether performing new or familiar works for the cello repertoire, coming together with colleagues for chamber music, or exploring cultures and musical forms outside the Western classical tradition. He strives to find connections that stimulate the imagination. Yo-Yo Ma maintains a balance between engagements as soloist with orchestras throughout the world and his recital and chamber music activities. He draws inspiration from a wide circle of musical partners, each collaboration fueled by the artist's interactions, often extending the boundaries of a particular genre. And one of his goals is the exploration of music as a means of communication and as a vehicle for the migration of ideas across a range of cultures throughout the world. Expanding upon this interest, in 1998, he established Silk Road, a nonprofit organization that seeks to create meaningful change at the intersections of the arts, education, and business. Under his artistic direction, Silk Road presents performances by the acclaimed Silk Road Ensemble and develops new music, cultural partnerships, education programs, and cross-disciplinary collaborations. Through his work, Silk Road, as throughout his career, Yo-Yo Ma has expanded the cello repertoire, performing lesser-known music of the 20th century and commissions of new concertos and recital pieces by a diverse group of composers. He's the Chicago Symphony Orchestra Judson and Joyce Green creative consultant, and in March 2016 was appointed artistic advisor at large to the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. His discography of more than 100 albums includes 18 Grammy Award winners. You can hear the roar of applause as he comes out. Yo-Yo Ma coming on stage, followed by our conductor David Zinman. To continue this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert at Tanglewood, we'll hear the Cello Concerto by Robert Schumann from WCRB.
Thank you.
The Cello Concerto by Robert Schumann, performed in concert here at Tanglewood by Yo-Yo Ma, the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and conductor David Zinman. Yo-Yo Ma, always an audience favorite here at Tanglewood and, of course, in Symphony Hall, where he's appeared with this orchestra hundreds of times. Been on tour, most recently as soloist in music of Haydn and John Williams in August of 2016 here at Tanglewood. Yo-Yo Ma still on stage, walking around, shaking hands with the musicians in the Boston Symphony Orchestra. They're all his friends. There's a wonderful camaraderie with them. Got a warm hug from conductor David Zinman. Now he and David Zinman joining hands for that performance of the Robert Schumann Cello Concerto. With everything he plays, he brings a passion and intensity to his performances. And that wonderful sound that he gets out of his instruments. He has two of them, a 1733 Montagna cello from Venice and also a 1712 Davidoff Stradivarius. Made his debut with the Boston Symphony back in 1983. And on Thursday, August 17th, he'll be in Ozawa Hall, joining his good friend pianist Emmanuel Axe and violinist Pamela Frank to perform Schubert's Piano Trio No. 2 as part of the series Schubert's Summer Journey. Here he is coming out with David Zinman together. Applauding the members of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, facing them now, joining hands with David Zinman, bowing to the thousands of people here in the Kuzovitsky Music Shed, standing room only, as they say, and so many more out on the famous Tanglewood Lawn today, having picnics on this beautiful afternoon and enjoying great music. That's part of the experience of Tanglewood. We have over 10,000 people here in attendance on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Stay tuned. There's much more ahead in this WCIB broadcast of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, coming to you from the Kuzovitsky Music Shed at Tanglewood.